Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. A new book claims Kate Middleton didn't have the energy to bond with Meghan Markle. Kate Middleton's difficult third pregnancy saw her focus on her own welfare, and she had little time to bond with Meghan in the lead-up to her wedding to Prince Harry. In an updated edition of his unauthorized biography, Meghan, a Hollywood Princess, Andrew Morton writes that this meant the two women had little time to get to know each other. Kate and Meghan were neither sisters nor, unlike Fergie and Diana, friends before they joined the royal family. What is more, during the build-up to Meghan's wedding, Kate was experiencing her third difficult pregnancy and was focused on her own welfare. She did not have much energy to bond with her new neighbour. When they sat together in the royal box to watch the ladies' singles final at Wimbledon in July 2018, the two women were still getting to know one another. During the match in which Meghan's friend Serena Williams lost to Angelique Kerber, they chatted and clapped and cheered. Unlike Wimbledon 2016, when the cameras focused on Pippa Middleton and Anna Wintour and ignored the unknown American actor, this time they were fixated on the duo of duchesses. After their joint appearance at Wimbledon, reports surfaced that Kate was left sobbing amid a disagreement with Meghan at a bridesmaid's dress fitting before the wedding. Princess Charlotte was one of the bridesmaids. Earlier this year, Meghan told Oprah that the reverse happened, and it was she who was left crying a few days before tying the knot with Prince Harry. Claiming it would not be fair on Kate to go into details on what happened, Meghan simply stated during the tell-all chat there wasn't a confrontation and an apology was made. Morton further writes about the Kate and Meghan friendship, or lack thereof. It was a practical matter as much as anything. Kate spent weekends and holidays at Anmer Hall, the Cambridges' country home in Norfolk, while Meghan and Harry were approximately 3 hours' drive away, living in a large, remote, rented property on the Great Tew Estate in Oxfordshire. Harry's dream of two united, happy families seemed a long way off. On the other hand, Her Majesty is very fond of Kate. The managing editor of Majesty's magazine, Joe Little, told Us Weekly, "The Queen very much regards Catherine as a safe pair of hands. She's been a member of the royal family for 10 years now. I think given that all that's going on in the past few years in the royal family, in terms of the fallouts, the Queen has great trust in Kate. I would say that the Queen has great trust in the future Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Catherine, will be one day and, you know, in the fullness of time, King William and Queen Catherine." Elizabeth also gave a strong confidence boost by bestowing her with the Royal Family Order, something that's only given to female members of the royal family who have been around for quite some time and are deemed to be of great support to the Queen. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prince William, not Prince Charles, is the new leader of the monarchy, according to Robert Lacey. Lacey wrote in an article for People, "After nearly 5 decades of studying the British monarchy, I have learned to be wary of words like survival. Headline writers thrive on crises that threaten the very existence of the crown. The British throne has survived a beheading, exile, and enough scandal to stock entire libraries. Now a new leader, William, not Charles, is paving the way forward. Following the April death of Grandpa, Prince Philip, William has stepped up to become one of the top 3 family figures, adding the ginger of youth to royal strategy. It's a crucial inflection point. This heir in waiting is under pressure like none before in recent history. That leader, William, is warning BBC viewers we are at a fork in the road in a new climate change documentary. On the Earthshot Prize, Repairing Our Planet, William says, "We must act now to create a different future for our children and grandchildren. We stand at a fork in the road. We continue our path, the natural world and everything we take for granted will decline." The Royal finished with a message of hope, insisting that it's not too late to solve pressing climate change issues, adding that it is within our reach if change happens soon. This is a moment for hope, not fear. Perhaps you'd like to work for the future king. PerthNow.com spotted a job opening. The job ad, which has been posted on employment website Daybook, as well as the official royal household website, says the couple are looking for an experienced PA with the ability to maintain discretion. "We require an experienced PA to provide comprehensive administrative support to a busy team. The role will be responsible for managing diaries, arranging meetings, organizing and assisting with visits, events, and travel. Duties will also include handling telephone calls and regularly drafting letters and emails. The ability to maintain confidentiality and exercise discretion at all times is essential." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
Hi, my name is TJ, and I host a daily radio show. I have a bunch of friends that join me for it every day, and believe it or not, we all still see hope in humanity. Are you one of these people too? We want to hang out with you. Just search for The TJ Show on your favorite podcasting platform, or join us at thetjshow.com. We would love to have you being hopeful about humanity with us. Here's a quick sample of what the show sounds like.
Hey, welcome to The TJ.
As you can tell, you need to hear more of it. Search for The TJ Show, and we can't wait to meet you.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, aliens, ghosts, demons, cryptid creatures like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and Mothman, then I have the show for you. The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader. Each week, we investigate different claims of the supernatural and try to shed light into the darkness, bringing you the top guests and experts from around the world. Enter the fray. Then join me, Dave Schrader, your host, as we investigate all aspects and claims of the supernatural and paranormal. Listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Good Pods, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Player FM, Amazon Music, Audible, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. The answers to life's biggest questions and miracles and mysteries awaits you. So join me each week. Two brand new episodes of the best in paranormal podcasting, The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader.